You're listening to Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Now, one of the many people supported by Dementia Forward has been asked to speak about her experiences at a conference in Harrogate. We caught up with Fiona Raitt afterwards.
Well, it was largely because Justin and Jill, who are a part of Dementia Forward, invited me to come and talk, initially just to say a little about my experience of Alzheimer's, and we had a meeting to discuss what that might lead to, and Jill came up with about 12 potential topics, and so I tried to cover most of them in the talk.
Talking about how you deal with Alzheimer's, how difficult was it when you were first told that you had this condition?
Well, I didn't believe it at first. I thought it was a mistake. And although I had been having some experiences of forgetfulness, I put it down to being a bit stressed at work, various other things going on in life, and the idea that I could have a disease which then I had a vision of as something that happened to people much older than me and something that would have been much more obvious than what I had, which was, I think we describe a sort of sporadic memory loss, especially short-term memory loss.
And you were saying how, to begin with, you didn't want to talk about it, but now you really do want to talk about it, hence you being at an event like this.
Yes, that's right. I mean, I suppose I didn't want to talk about it because, actually, partly my sense of disbelief anyway. I would love to believe that it was a mistake and I might eventually find that out, but that was then. Now I have come to terms with it because I understand more about my own behaviour and how often I do things like lose items and find them again and then lose them again. That can happen repeatedly in the course of one day if it's a bad day. So I do understand there's quite a lot going on. And then, of course, after you have brain scans, the truth is there, and it's unlikely that that'll be wrong. But my original reaction was one of being very angry about it as well, when I realised how my life was going to change, what I could no longer do, some of the simple things that, such as you lose your license because you're not safe. The kind of Alzheimer's I have is visual and spatial in particular, so I couldn't judge speed, or even if I thought I could, I'm not deemed capable of judging a speed or distance or even often calibrating what it is I'm seeing in front of me. So that was when all of these things were taken into account, I sort of realised you've got two choices here. You can either continue to deny that you've got it, or you can actually get on with living with it and finding ways of living with it well. And that's what I try to do.
And once you did start talking about it, did it feel better, and does it help you cope with it more?
Yes, I think it does, because you stop feeling like an outcast. I think it was probably Justin who encouraged me that it would be possible to speak about it and not to be shunned by people, or not for people to say that you were in some way inadequate, because you had, with no apparent warning, suddenly found yourself at the age of, I would then have been 58, at the age of being with Alzheimer's. It just sounded, to me, it just sounded like, how could I be? I was very fit, I was working. It seemed just an extraordinary mismatch with what I understood to be myself.
And I've spoken to Jill from Dementia Forward a lot about tackling the stigma and getting more people talking about it. Do you think they've helped people do that?
Yes, absolutely. And I think once you start doing it, it's like a coming out process, actually. So you can, once people understand more about it, they're not so, if they're inclined to be rejecting of you, they're far less inclined to be so. So I think it's actually, I now feel sort of it's a duty to tell people so that they can see that their perception of what Alzheimer's is, if it's perhaps somebody who's got quite advanced dementia, where their personality changes, they may become quite aggressive, whatever, they'll actually understand, but there's a whole segment of society who's got this disease and who will not behave like that yet, really, and may not ever behave like that, because I'm what I've been hearing recently is that some understanding that if you've been a naturally aggressive person during your life, chances are you'll be like that if you get Alzheimer's or dementia. But if you're not, and you're actually quite a gentle-minded person, you may not end up in that way. So I don't know if clinically that's really been how much we know about it, but there is some research that indicates that might be the case.
Mm. But you're no doubt very pleased, though, that Dementia Forward are here and they are helping people like you.
Yeah, I was really, really pleased to get an invitation to come and speak. And as I said in my talk, I wouldn't have done it a year ago. I'm absolutely sure I wouldn't have felt confident, wouldn't have felt good enough about who I was and was remaining to be, and to want to talk about it. But I now feel that although I've had to retire, that it was clear I wouldn't be able to do some of the activities I could do in the past job, though I still do have connections with the university, and I'm actually involved in a project just now, two projects actually. So it's still possible to do quite a lot, even though you have a diagnosis which you know will be progressive and which will eventually lead to your death.
That's really important then to say to other people, you can live well with it.
Yes, definitely. You can live well, and you have to, I think, work it out for yourself. What is it that will help me to do that? Because everyone has different needs, different activities that they want to continue trying to do and may need help doing. And it may be a chance also to just say I could clean the sheet, so I have a clean sheet, start again and create a new life doing things I've never yet done but still want to do. So you could treat it as an opportunity.